News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Lots of stories on the front pages about the pubs at the weekend, and people still rightly annoyed at those who were ignoring the rules, be they drinking on the streets and caught on video, not the caught on video part, but the fact they were drinking on the streets, and the fact that some publicans just are not taking this seriously, that they're supposed to be trading as restaurants that serve drink, but they're really serving as pubs that may serve food if you want it. And not everybody is doing that. The vast majority are probably doing the right thing, but there are many who are not. And we see from the headlines, the Irish Times this morning, some pubs blatantly breach guidelines. That's not me saying so. That is the Garda Commissioner who said that. The Cabinet considered a report on compliance from Gardaí and health officials yesterday that warns officers experienced a challenging weekend, particularly in relation to pubs in Dublin city centre where physical distancing was not being practised. And that leads to other headlines. Behaviour of drinkers putting pub reopening at risk in the Irish Independent, and the Irish Examiner saying pub opening to remain under review. So there is a problem here, and as expected, and we literally could have written this last week, some people don't take the rules as seriously as others, and as a result they're putting the whole thing in jeopardy for all the pubs that have diligently stayed closed, that haven't let people in, and even when they do, they're going to follow the rules to the letter, unlike those who are not exactly pulling on the green jersey, to borrow that awful phrase. Michael Healy-Ray is an independent TD for Kerry. He's also a publican, so he is well placed to talk about this. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan, and to your listeners. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I haven't had a pint yet, which is something I'm going to try and address over the course of the next weekend. But for you, Michael, and I'm presuming your pub is not open at the moment, what did you make of what you saw in Dublin on Dame Lane and Dame Court?
Well, first of all, my brother's pub has not yet reopened, right? And the other pubs in the village that I'm from, none of them have reopened yet. But last night I was in the tourism capital of the world, Killarney, and I had reason to be in two hotels and a number of public houses, which are also restaurants. What I saw there was people operating 100% to the rules and the guidelines and the recommendations that are there. The hotels, for instance, were taking names, telephone numbers, the public houses, people were wearing those screens, the restaurants were like, and they were operating 100% in compliance. People were adhering strictly to social distancing, and everything was running very smoothly and above board. And I want to thank the publicans who are still closed, who just do pubs with no food, and they're still shut until the 20th, obviously. And they have really suffered. And when they see then what went on in Dublin over the weekend, and I want to make it quite clear, I'm not blaming the publicans per se or the people who own those restaurants, pubs, that will say, well, things went wrong. But it's the perception then and the videos that went viral over the weekend, and everybody saying, oh, well, we're finished now if this is going to be the case. We already have the Taoiseach saying, oh, well, look, because of this, we're going to have to review and keep looking at this and monitoring it. And in other words, holding the threat that perhaps that the date of the 20th might be put back further. And I think that would be awful. If you were a small publican in a rural location who was desperately looking forward to turning on the light, maybe lighting a little fire in the corner and dusting down the cobwebs and opening the doors and hoping to have traders come into your pub again and maybe having three or four or five people in at night, because you know that many country pubs, that's all you would have in at night. And they were looking forward to that. And now they're afraid. They're genuinely afraid. Well, because of what happened in Dublin and because there were so many people out in the streets and they were nearly up on top of each other's backs, and that we are going to pay a high price for that. And we don't want that to happen.
I have to say, Michael, you are less pessimistic about the Irish summer than I am if you think that the publicans are going to be lighting a fire on the 20th of July. But
there's something very nice about a little fire inside in the corner of a pub, whether it's winter or summer.
Are you honestly saying that there wouldn't have been any pub in Kerry that didn't flout the rules or skirt around them at least?
Well, no, I can tell you out straight, any place that I have been into, that has been operating since they were allowed to do so are adhering 100%. I haven't, like, if I did, I'd say it to you, but I haven't. And one thing that I do know that has been very strict is that every place has stayed closed. And we had restaurants, for instance, that would also be public houses, and during the lockdown, to try and keep their kitchens, we'll say, operating in a small way, they did the takeaway businesses, and some of them more successfully than others, but they were trying, and all they were trying to do was keep employment going. They were trying to provide this service and keep people in the habit of being able to avail of the services and the food that they were able to serve out to them. So people were only trying to do their best.
Do you share the pessimism that's there? And the Taoiseach said it yesterday, that they are going to keep it under review. That, do you worry that July 20th won't happen for those pubs now?
I appreciate the Taoiseach saying what he said because he had to say it. But what I would be hoping is that the Taoiseach and the people that advise him, they will look on what happened in the streets above in Dublin, which, again, I don't blame the operators of those premises. I don't necessarily blame those people either. What has to happen here is common sense has to prevail. People can't lose the run of themselves and say, oh, well, because of that, we're going to change everything now. I don't want that to happen. I want for the businesses who have been shut for so many months, I want them to be able to open. I want them to adhere to the rules and the guidelines. We don't want a resurgence of this pandemic. We don't want more people to get sick. And all we all have to do is play our part and play our role. We can't be blaming the businesses. It's up to ourselves as individuals to act responsibly. It's up to each one of us. You can't be relying on the state or the Department of Health or anyone else to be doing everything for us. It is up to ourselves.
You mentioned the rural pub, Michael. You mentioned the pub, and they're my favourite pubs as well. When you go in and there's only about four or five people inside there, it's easy social distance because you can stay away from each other. In that context, is it fair that all the pubs are being treated the same way? So that you have pubs here in Cork, where I am, or up in Dublin, that can accommodate a couple of hundred people, and then you have small pubs that can accommodate, at most, if they were really busy, 50 people, under social distancing guidelines, they might accommodate 10. Should there be a different rule applying to them as opposed to the pubs with the bigger numbers?
Well, about a month ago, I actually engaged in a debate on a radio programme as to whether or not we should do like other parts of Europe, where we actually, rather than having national rules and guidelines, that we would have regional guidelines for places. In other words, this was to do with travel at the time and all issues like that. The implementation and the policing of a breakdown, in other words, that there would be a different rule for Dublin versus County Kerry. Sure, wouldn't I love it if County Kerry could run as an independent republic of its own? And I actually think we have a great case to make for that. But,
Jonathan. But in real terms, do you think there should be a separate rule for pubs outside of big urban areas to those in rural areas like where you are?
There is obviously a great case to make for such a difference, because how can you compare some of the rural pubs where I would have my clinics, it could be in Glencar or down in Waterville or over in Ballinshiel or Port McGee. How could you compare the people that would be inside there of any night versus the people who would be down below in Temple Bar? So there is a great case to make.
There's risk takers in Kerry as there is in Dublin. You can't deny that everybody's pure just because they go over the border.
No, but it's just the amount of people who would be going into those premises. You obviously have such a large amount in the major centres of population. But even in those centres of population, people could space themselves out more and be more conscious of the rules and of the guidelines. And at the weekend, people could behave differently. Now, I know there was a number of contributing factors in that you had public houses who were so near to your restaurants, that were so near to each other, and when the people came out onto the street, they were literally spilling over onto each other. But it's just, I don't want that perception to go around the country, and that we would, and what I say we, I mean the publicans in places like County Kerry or West Cork or above in Clare, that they have to pay the price for what happened in Dublin.
All right.
And I would be pleading with the Taoiseach to act sensibly in reacting to what happened and not overreact to it.
You've been out and about, as you pointed out, and you've been around. A couple of texts have come into the programme today.